92.9 and 96.5 WBPN, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
This is something I've talked about in the past. One of the things that really annoys me about big software companies like Microsoft and Adobe is that we used to be able to just purchase one time the software platforms that we wanted to have and use on our computers. But then somebody came up with the brilliant idea of not actually selling the program, but instead leasing it to us and making us pay a monthly or annual fee to have it and use it. Now, to me, that's acceptable if you're a business and having the program helps you generate revenue because then you can factor in the cost. But if you're an individual, a private user, and you just want to write an occasional letter or a personal document, paying monthly subscriptions for that just deteriorates your bank account. Well, this might be some possible good news from the Adobe company. They've announced that they're going to be making their very popular graphics program Photoshop available on the interweb for everyone for free. I gotta be honest, I had to go back and read that a couple of times. I'm still having difficulty believing it, but that's what it says. They've apparently published what they call a freemium version up in Canada, which is a fully usable but very incomplete version of Photoshop. As you would expect, the more complex features still require a paid subscription, but users can still get a lot out of the core functionality of the program for free online, and that's pretty cool. And they're doing this to give more people a chance to tinker with it and see what's possible, and hopefully that will inspire some people to activate a subscription. There's no date yet for a launch of their freemium version in America.
Roll home with the Ran Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.